Well, thank you all for coming this afternoon. So my presentation is entitled Connecting the Dots, Integrating Local Food into Western Wisconsin. My disclosure, nothing to disclose. And so I'm going to share with you the results of a small qualitative study that myself and two undergraduate nursing students conducted in Western Wisconsin. And if you're not familiar with that part of the country, we're about 75, 80 miles east of St. Paul, Minneapolis, and so it's quite rural in most of the area, and so we started in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, which is where I am based, and it worked out well because the students lived in different parts. One lived actually right along the St. Croix River, so right on the border with before Minnesota, and then another student, she lived a little further north, and so we moved the project in terms of recruitment to the west and to the north, and then also a little to the southwest, and I'll talk a little bit about some of the recruitment issues that we encountered. So I've attended several sessions related to food, and I think everyone is familiar with the obesity issues. I'm not going to go into that a lot, and other than to say that I've been doing work with Native tribes in the Northeast and around cancer, and we develop cancer education programs, and listening to people talk about how they would like those sessions run, a healthy view, even the, and still being able to address cancer, kind of led me to think about how the Native people that we work with talk about cancer and diabetes. And so I thought it would be really interesting then to think about, well, how can we bring local healthier food to, in that case with Native tribes, but also just into larger organizations, because I think that's really, especially as a nurse, thinking about clinics where, especially those that are affiliated with hospitals, that was really the start of the project. How could we integrate local food into hospitals and to improve patients as well as staff? And so that kind of led me to think about a lot of issues related to local food. And I do want to say that probably people in this room, you know, think of local food as healthier food, generally looking at meat, produce, dairy products, especially in Wisconsin. Dairy is a major local food that we are able to think about integrating into larger organizations. But there, generally it is healthier, and there's certainly a lot of environmental aspects that when we think about local food and how that can reduce our carbon footprint and improve sustainability. So those are all some of the other issues that when we think about local food came into mind when we looked at the study. I'm not going to go into all of this. I think that you can read that. So initially, the project, and this is where the title came from, is looking at producers and buyers and then larger institutions and trying to look at how to integrate local food into those organizations. And it all started when I had seen a small newspaper article in our local paper about one of the hospitals in our area that had made a commitment to increase local food as a percent of their hospital budget. So they were going to dedicate 10% of their hospital budget to local food. And I thought, well, this would be wonderful to start, have this small study to really talk to hospital administrators, patients. You know, I had this kind of grandiose idea of what that study would look like. And then I was able to secure some funding from the university, had a couple students interested. And just when we were ready to start the study, I got a call from a contact through the USDA rural office and said, oh, you can't move forward with this particular approach because that producers buyers co-op that had been going to really move, that I was really focused on, they've just dissolved. There are a lot of issues, and so this isn't really a good time to try and talk with people about this whole process. And so then I had to really step back and think, okay, how am I going to move this study forward? So decided to really broaden it, and so I think it ended up being a much more rich and maybe more useful study, because then I looked at large organizations in general. So we still interviewed some people affiliated with hospitals, but then we also looked at universities and restaurants and a multitude of different farmers, and then other liaisons that are involved. So some other people from co-ops, but also co-op grocery stores, and then liaisons who work with larger organizations to try and move their product into other organizations. So I think it turned out to be a better study, even though that was not our initial purpose. So we did do interviews with a variety of representatives from those various entities. We tried to, with farmers, to include the dairy, meat, and produce. Being Western Wisconsin, the produce side was a little more challenging because we, unlike Washington, have a much shorter growing season, and so it's much harder to find farmers who are trying to bring their product produce into larger organizations. And so that's why we expanded into this, again, broader region, so that we could hopefully involve more people and gather perspectives. So we also did some snowball sampling and kind of hung out at farmers markets and talked to farmers and to see if they might be interested. We did a farm tour that was organized by a local food, a grocery co-op that took people out to different farms and to kind of get an idea of the variety. One of those was a person who created a whole setup to produce beer. And so he grew the hops, he had flowers so that he could have that be a flavoring, and then his house was actually, the basement of his house was the brewery. So it's, you know, a variety of different approaches that we were trying to bring to perspectives into this whole idea. So this is it showed up better than I thought. I thought I wasn't going to read very well, but it just gives you a sense of the characteristics of the sample that we included and the variety. And like I said, we did try and include administrators as well as staff people. And then one thing I want to point out is that years in local food. So there were quite a few administrators that we talked to that were in that 11 to 20 year time frame of being involved in food service. So we spoke mostly with administrators who were food service or somehow connected to the food side of whether it was the university or the hospital. But yet they were still very interested in local food. And so it was kind of a thinking that, well, simply because someone's been doing their job for a really long time doesn't mean that they're not interested in new ideas, or that maybe because of personal, sometimes that was what really led them to move into more that looking at local food as well as the health aspects of that. And so a lot of what I'm going to share follows up on my colleague who was ahead of me about relationships, because that really was one of the key findings, is that you really need to develop those relationships, nurture them, and maintain them over time to successfully integrate local food. And this can be quite challenging when you're trying to do that into these very large organizations. So for the four key themes that we identified were knowing everyone involved, gaining skills and abilities, influencing policy and politics, and creating an infrastructure. But due to the limited time, I'm really going to focus on the first theme of knowing everyone involved, and then that fourth theme of creating an infrastructure, because they're clearly integrated. So as I said, relationships really were essential to successfully integrate local food into these larger organizations, and trying to do that both within the organization as well as between the farmer and the organization itself, or sometimes if there was a middle person, trying to figure that all out too. And that mostly what people talked about is that even though this is really important work and they believe in it, it just definitely takes a lot more time. It takes a lot of trust, and it takes commitment to sustain that over time. And I really like this quote from a restaurant owner that we talked with, because I think it kind of summarizes it. Like I said, I'm probably a little too honest, but there again, that's that relationship thing. And it's not a short-term deal. I don't think it can be. It's not. It's about getting it right and getting it down the road so it's working for everybody. And so what he recognizes that if he wanted to continue to use local food in his restaurant, and he was actually also a chef, so he had that dual role. These farmers needed to be supported and sustained because he wanted to be able to have these products available for years to come, and so he wanted to make sure that that was part of that relationship too, so that it wasn't just about him and his restaurant, but having those farmers available too. Not knowing the local farmer can be a barrier for individuals who either want to become involved in local food efforts or who are required to be involved because of their role within the organization. And this person said that, I think, quite well, because if you don't understand what they're doing, the farmers, and you don't understand institutions, it's going to be very hard to make them meet in the middle. It's a give on all sides. And then this also from this hospital administrative food service person, she said that getting to know that farmer side was really like an aha moment for her, because she was used to these big Cisco trucks coming in and she got all the produce that she needed or whatever she needed off of those. And there was never that face. And then when she started going to these co-op meetings, it was like all of a sudden she could put a face with a name, and she had this whole different understanding of what that meant for that farmer. So it really was a way for those relationships to develop. And then as this farmer pointed out, to have people from the hospital actually come to his farm and see what they were doing on the farm meant so much, because, again, there was this relationship, a connection. They got to know him, the farm, and then he got to meet people that really wanted to make this work over time. And this is just another example from a retail manager at a co-op in terms of how much easier it would be just to do everything from one farmer. And this co-op, they went from getting eggs from 4-H, so they might have kids coming in with their 4-H chicken project, selling their eggs to farmers who had a poultry farm, and so quite a range. But again, it was really about developing those relationships and making that happen over time. And then creating an infrastructure, that was really key. This isn't going to happen if there isn't communication as well as a support within and outside of that organization. So certainly if you don't have that commitment, it's not going to work. So this was a farmer who talked about, this relationship we had, but then that chef changed and that was it. She was left with all of this produce and not knowing really what to do with it. And then a business owner who had the same thing happen from the business side. She had wanted to really work with these local farmers, thought she had a commitment, and then they didn't think the quality was good enough, so they just didn't bother to bring the product to her. So that commitment was really key for all of these from both sides. And then facilitating that. So keeping those relationships, maintaining those over time, and as many people that could know what was going on within the organization, the better, to really make this happen. And then instilling it. This was a hospital food administrator who worked at a hospital that decided not to go with the big contract, that they were going to do it themselves because they wanted that control. They wanted to be able to have those relationships and hopefully provide healthier food for all the people that they serve. So some of the lessons that were learned from talking with people from a variety of views, clearly that support, communication, and education is needed at all organizational levels. As one person said, if the CEO wants this to happen but isn't going to support it throughout the level, they might as well just write a check and say, okay, here's your check, bring in this local food, because they really need to have a bigger role and instill that sense of commitment that's really needed. Distribution was an area that we weren't really able to find anyone to interview. We had a couple connections. We made a lot of phone calls, and we finally found one distributor that said, oh, yeah, we'd be willing to do an interview, and then they went out of business. And so they were one that was supporting a lot of the local farmers, and that's a huge, huge issue that has been reported in the literature, but we found that as well. So in terms of some of the limitations, it really was limited to western Wisconsin, although we did try and, like I said, about a 100-mile radius. We didn't have those distributor perspectives. And then we initially focused more on barriers, facilitators, and lessons learned, although there was a lot of richness in the data, and there's a lot more that could be shared. So finally, I think if looking at simplifying that food chain with local efforts can decrease that distance between farm and fork, trying to bring together those stakeholders. I think the idea of these co-ops where you have the producers, buyers meeting together with someone serving as a connector, who can connect those dots for all of those involved can really increase the likelihood that those efforts will be successful. And we're actually going to be presenting at a conference in La Crosse, Wisconsin. It's called the Midwest Value Added Agricultural Conference with another cooperative, Fifth Season Co-op, and they're about a year old, and we're going to share the results of our study, and then they're going to have a panel to talk about how they're working to integrate and provide that kind of liaison role to bring local food into more organizations in this part of the state. So thank you very much. Any questions? Yes. We didn't really look at that at all. We really just were talking with the people that were directly involved somehow in bringing local food. And it was quite a range. Many of the organizations, they were just starting to think about how to do local. And so, but that was something that one of the people that we talked with said that you really do need, before you start these kinds of efforts, if you're going to bring people together, like in a co-op kind of model, to have measurable goals and to make sure that you have a system in place to evaluate or benchmark where you're at in the process, because otherwise it'll just keep going on, and you really won't have any data to say, yes, this is improving health of a patient population, for example, or we're able to demonstrate this outcome for whatever that might be. But we didn't get into all of that. Some people talked about those issues, though. Yes. I have not, but I have heard that also. I mean, some of the people that we talked with both at the university and the hospital, that's one thing that they were looking at was that cost and that depending how it's done and the processes that are put in place, it seems like with this Fifth Season co-op that's being developed, that they are starting to see that they can bring in the local food, maybe not exactly less than, but certainly at the same price. And some of the school, we talked with a school food service director, and she was actually able to do a lot of creative things with the local food at a good price. And sometimes it was, again, that creativity. So maybe it cost a little more to have the food, like on the menu, for example, but then they could recoup some costs by having other food in the a la carte, like at a hospital. So for the employees, that it might cost a little more in the cafeteria line, but then they could offer something in that a la carte to offset those costs. But I actually haven't seen anything in the literature that addresses that directly. Mm-hmm, definitely. Any other questions? Good. Well, thank you very much.